Matty Fredrickson first to join us here in the post game as East Sac 8-7 winners over Storm Lake St. Mary's. Matty, you had been hitless before that game winner. Take us through that last at bat and what you were looking for.
Well, I was mad that I didn't get on base before, so I was like, I'm going to get this one, and so I just went and hit it.
And he did. The center field blooped one in there to end this game. And what does it say about this team's resiliency? Down 3 runs last night, and you were down 5 runs here tonight. And you rally once again to get it done.
Anything's possible if we just set our mind to it.
And you said you were upset earlier about your AB's team leading a hitter coming in, and coach was saying to get you going, I guess really just got to get you riled up and agitated, and I guess that means good things for you. Does that work in your favor, you feel?
Seems
the more angry you get, the better you play, maybe?
Seems to be getting that way.
Matty Fredrickson, thanks for giving us a few words.
Thank you.
Great job. All right, let's hand the headset over to Hannah Schmidt. Hannah, what was the talk like in the dugout there going into the bottom of the fifth inning? Things were looking a little bleak for you at the time, down 6-1, but you found a way again.
Yeah, we just knew that we needed to get some runs, and we've been, like, I don't know, it's been hard for us, like, batting, but the last couple of games we've came back from some deficits, I guess, and we're getting there. Start off rocky.
You are, as you scored one of the runs in the fifth inning and led off with a single there in the seventh inning, but were called out trying to steal second. Were you sure that you got in there on that play?
I'm positive.
So.
I'm positive.
well, they might have missed one out there, but it turns out that you win it in the seventh inning anyway. So a young team, lots of new players in the mix this year. And Hannah, you're one of the elder statesmen of the bunch, one of the seniors. Do you look to provide more leadership this year in trying to get this younger bunch to come along?
Yeah, Morgan and I like try and like talk them like when they're down and stuff, and it's hard, I guess, because they're okay. I can hear myself; it's kind of awkward. But yeah, I don't know. Like we're trying to be leaders. It's just difficult with only two of us, but we're trying.
Well, Hannah, great job. Let's,
thank you.
Let's hear from that other senior, Morgan Grossley. Defense might be a really underrated part of the East Sac County attack this year, as you only made one error here tonight. Talk about the focus on the defensive side of the ball coming into the season, and how do you feel you're doing out there?
I think we're doing okay. I mean, we try and keep our errors down, and I think we have a really strong defense. Our bats have been struggling, but I think we can field pretty cleanly, so I think we're doing good on defense.
Well, how exciting was this game? Taking it to the limit, walk-off, bottom of the seventh, great game.
Yeah, it was exciting. At the beginning, we couldn't really get anything going, but then all it takes is one inning so to rally some over. So.
Well, Morgan, I want to ask you about your pitcher, Kara Wilkins. His coach was telling me beforehand that she has a way of motivating the team herself when you get together there in the circle. What's she saying to sum it up to really get the team in gear?
She never lets us get down on ourselves. She always makes sure we're positive. Before every game, we have like a pep talk, and she always has her life lessons that keep us going and make sure to not get us negative, because we all know we can't play when we're down.
Well, how down were you after the seven-game losing streak he experienced before last night? Got the exciting win, another one here tonight. Head still high, though?
Kind of. It gets kind of hard after you lose for a while. You don't really know if you can get anything going. But since last night, I think that really got us some confidence back, so I hope we can keep it going.
Confidence booster, I'm sure, all the more here after tonight.
Yeah.
Some comments from Morgan Grossley. Thanks. Great job.
Thanks
a lot. All right, let's... last but certainly not least, wow, comeback kids here, Coach Doug Geary. Congratulations.
Thank you. I think they're making me more gray and gray every day, but it's one of those things where you just look at them and say, I know you're due. Just calm down. Find the ball. You can do it, and just find it and drive it. And that's they come through to us all the time. So,
12 hits tonight, as St. Mary's had as well. Panthers score 3 runs in their half of the fifth inning, but you never let up. 6-run frame, even after St. Mary's ties it with a leadoff home run in the sixth inning, you bounce back in the seventh.
Yeah, that one inning where she had only 4 pitches on us, and that was a quick inning. I just went back and I told him, I was like, we need to work her more, because that was just horrible to watch. But they came back and they took that for stride, and they continued and battled with her, and we finally found the holes and got the runs in.
How do you like the strides you're making from game one to now? The wins hadn't been coming for a while, but your second one in a row you put in the win column here tonight. But how do you feel about the progress you're making?
I tell you what, I don't know what to say. They struggled with the bats, and we've talked about it, and we went through different stations of batting and all that stuff, and then we just finally came together. I said, once our defense and once our batting come together, good things are going to happen. And finally, our bats are finally coming around, and I think this is going to go a long way now. I think we're going to have lots of wins on our belts from now on.
What about your pitcher, Kara Wilkins, and how would you sum her up so far this year?
Kara Wilkins, what can I say about her? She's the rock in this team, and I mean, she just looks at me and says, "Let me do what I want to do," and I just let her do what she does, and she gets there and does it for us. So
now 3-7 are the Raiders, and tomorrow and Saturday slated to play in Battle Creek. Might get kind of brutal with the Saturday and Sunday highs in the upper 90s in the area, but OABCIG tourney beckons. Who do you got?
Right off the bat, we play Kemper at 6:30, I believe, and then if we win that one, we play at 1:30, and if we lose, I think we play at 10 in the morning. I know Newell Fawn is going to be there. That'll be a tough one, but I think the way we're playing right now, I think we can handle the best teams in the conference right now. So
You're going to be battle-tested here before you know it.
Oh, yeah.
You're at Newell Fawn
on
Monday.
Yep. That'll be a good look for these girls. We'll get to finally see them play in action on this weekend, and then we see them again on Monday. So that'll be some good scouting for us, I guess.
East Sac coach Doug Geary and a few players kind enough to stop by also after the 8-7 walk-off win over Storm Lake St. Mary's here this evening. Coach Geary, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan.